Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I am not coming to you from the porch of the little cabin today like usual. We're out here in southeastern Oklahoma hunting turkeys. Mr. Travis Benis is my guide. He actually manages the Choctaw Hunting Lodge out here. There's 45,000 acres, give or take 100 acres, in this land. And well, I'll tell you, if I sound a little winded, well, Travis and I have been all over these. Some people call them hills. They're referred to as hills in the old songs, but kind of little mini mountains, aren't they, Travis?
Yeah, they're pretty much mountains here in southeastern Oklahoma.
Well, I'm going to tell the story just like it happened. These are eastern turkey up here, folks, and that's all there are, right?
That's all we've got up here is the eastern strain.
Right. I'm very accustomed to hunting Rios down in Texas. I've hunted them all my life, I guess, most of my life. And these are a different bird. They're both turkeys, but these are woods birds. And I noticed Travis is an expert caller, but he's calling. You did a lot of soft calling, and we're down in Texas, and you've hunted there too, I know. A lot of times you'll maybe use twice that volume, you know?
Yeah, and these birds, if you get real loud, they'll shut up and or they'll turn and go the other way.
Kind of puts, that's just not what you're accustomed to hearing. Well, I had a golden opportunity to kill a nice gobbler, maybe 10, 11 inch beard. But we were setting up in a creek bed, and Travis had a hen decoy out probably 35 yards from us. And I had anticipated a turkey maybe coming from the bottom where we'd heard a gobble down in the lower country, or lower elevation, I should say. And sure enough, he came from the high ground. And there was, I would say, one rock. There were several rocks. You can picture this down in a creek bed, shallow creek bed, shooting over the top of the rocks there. And this bird, you had a perfect view, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. He came in. He strutted around, just stood there and did circles for us. He did everything we wanted.
For, I'd say, several minutes.
Yeah, yeah, he did exactly what he was supposed to in front of me, but just not in front of you.
That's hunting. Folks, I'd like to always tell you a shining report. I miss this rascal. I like to really miss, and I really miss this one. The situation was that there was rocks right in front of me, and of course I could see the turkey from it. I couldn't see his beard, but I could see his whole neck and head. And he would strut and display for Travis, and he'd go to the right, and then he'd stop. There was some fork in a tree and a rock in front of me. So I really, in retrospect, Travis, had I waited, maybe he'd have come on to the right. Who knows? Maybe he wouldn't have. I was afraid he was going to go back to where he came. But when I saw that head and neck and the fork in the tree, I said, oh, this is, I can do this.
Well, from my view, it looked like it could be done. But looking from your point of view, it was pretty tight. It was pretty tight. For
it
sure.
was it was a different perspective over
yes,
there.
Yes, it was.
But anyway, it's only right now, folks, it's only not even 10 o'clock. So we had, oh, gosh, at least four different gobblers. Goblin answering the call. So midday, all you turkey hunters know what turkeys do. They'll dust and rest a little bit, but they'll be back early afternoon seeking a rendezvous with one of these hens, and we're going to be back out here after them, right?
That's right. We'll go. We won't go dust, but we may go put a little food in our belly, and then we're going to be right back out here.
That's it. Travis, Choctaw Hunting Lodge. Folks can go to ChoctawHuntingLodge.com and to see the website, right?
That's right. Check us out.
Yep. And all the contact information is there, folks. But it's not only turkeys, but gosh, deer. I bet we've seen 30 deer this morning, and they killed some big bucks here. You've got a trophy portion of this, and then honestly, the free range, most of it, the open country, some monster deer. Travis showed me some of the deer that were taken last year. But go online, if you will, ChoctawHuntingLodge.com, and then check out our website here on High Plains Public Radio. We'll put a link to it this week. And I have enjoyed being with you like always. Make sure and tune in next week. And now let's go back to some good music. What do you say? Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke and Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.